This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As promised, Governor John Bel Edwards wasted no time.
Today, I'm here to sign an executive order, and as you might have imagined, it's my first, to expand health care to hundreds of thousands of Louisiana working families. What this means is that adults who make up to $16,242 a year as an individual, or up to $33,465 for a family of four, would be eligible for Medicaid coverage.
Surrounded by legislators and advocacy groups like Together Louisiana, Edwards inked his name to the order while getting in a dig or two at the previous governor.
Because of the previous administration's refusal to expand critical health care services, low-income adults suffered without health care because they were too poor to qualify for subsidized care on the health insurance exchange, but made too much money to qualify for Medicaid.
Edwards says this is not a waiver request, it's full acceptance of Medicaid expansion.
By July 1st, we expect more than 300,000 hardworking citizens will have the comfort and security of health coverage.
He adds the whole thing makes absolute financial sense, especially with the state's current budget woes.
We do not want to continue to send our federal tax dollars to Washington to then be given to 30 other states to help their people who need access to quality health care, while ours go without.
However, Louisiana's chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB, issued a statement saying, quote, small businesses are deeply disappointed in the governor for taking it upon himself to put Louisiana in such a precarious financial situation. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.